Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. The Iowa High School Athletics Association's two-year football assignment and scheduling process is moving forward as the Iowa Department of Education has finalized its data for school enrollment beds and free and reduced lunch percentages. The improved updates for football's new socioeconomic factor have resulted in final classification numbers. Once the classifications are verified this week, the association will develop and share districts and groups for Class 5A as early as next week. Participating schools will then submit priority lists for their available non-district contests for their schedules the next two seasons. Once received, the association will assemble regular season schedules for all participating schools with an estimated release time of mid-April. No class changes for KMCH sports coverage area schools. Western Dubuque remains in Class 4A. Independence and West Delaware still in 3A. Anamosa and Monticello remain in Class 2A. In Class 1A, it's still Beckman and Cascade. In Class A, Maquoketa Valley, East Buchanan, Starmont, and North Lynn. And in the eight-player game, Edco. Other news released from the State Association yesterday, the University of Iowa will continue to host the state baseball tournament for classes 3A and 4A this summer as part of a year-to-year arrangement at Duane Banks Field on the University of Iowa campus. Renovations have been planned for the ballpark, but athletic department officials now anticipate those updates not taking place until 2024. The summer's event will go on as planned, July 17th through the 21st in Iowa City for 4A and 3A squads, in Carroll again for Class 1A and 2A teams. The tournament is expected to require an alternate site once renovations begin at the 2,300-seat ballpark in Iowa City. The Iowa Print Sports Writers Association have released their all-state teams for girls and boys high school basketball. In the coverage area, those honored include second team Class 3A, Jaden Cooper, a sophomore from Monticello. Class 2A, third team, Alyssa Lux, a senior from Cascade. In Class 1A, North Lynn Junior Cameron Kurt on the first team. Second team, North Lynn Junior Macy Bogey and Edco Junior Andre Helmricks. And on the third team in Class 1A, North Lynn sophomore Molly Bogey. On the boys' side, first team in Class 2A, Patrick Gallagher, the senior from Beckman. Also Monticello Junior Preston Reese. Second team, Tate Peterson, the Monticello senior. In Class 1A, first team, Tate Hoggenberry, the senior from North Lynn. Another North Lynn senior on the second team, that's Ty Fluhop. And third team goes to Avery Holtz, the senior from Maquoketa Valley. On the national scorecard from yesterday, Interleague Major League Baseball, Atlanta, Washington, Oakland, the LA Dodgers, and Arizona all winning. In the AL, Minnesota, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Toronto, and the LA Angels posting W's. In the National League, the Mets, Milwaukee, and San Francisco all victorious. In the NBA, these winners, Detroit, Minnesota, Memphis, Miami, Houston, Milwaukee, and Golden State. And in the NHL, Buffalo, Colorado, and Dallas all win on the ice. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.